Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samaches, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the seventh perek of Masechet Shabbos, perek Klal Gadol, one of the most festive prokim in Shas. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shayoshov ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloimis Vega, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Ya'il Bas Bela, Chizkiyo Shloima Ziskin ben Nechama, and El Yakim Getzel ben Brana Esther. Today's daf's also being learned. Li'ilui Nishmas Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalo, Nachum ben Yisachar Doiv, Michal Velvol ben Yerachmiel, Shloima Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So Periklal Gadol is going to get into the real meat and potatoes of Masechet Shabbos. And in a way, everything up until this point was more of a discussion with regards to the halachos of Erev Shabbos and preparing for Shabbos. Klal Gadol is when we're going to get involved in the Lamatas Malachas, the idea that if someone violates one of the Lamatas Malachas on Shabbos, bemazed with Edom and Hasra, he's chayiv skila, bemazed without Edom or without Hasra, he's chayiv karas, b'shoigig, he's chayiv a karbon chatas. But the first sugi here in Perek Klal Gadol deals with the halachos of chatas, so really we need a brief introduction. And the truth is that as a chabura, not that long ago, we learned an entire Masechta that dealt with the laws of Chatas. Maseches Krisos. But for now, just a very, very brief introduction. And as we go through the first few dafin, we'll get into it a little bit more. So a carbon Chatas was a carbon that was brought if somebody did an Avera. Not any Avera. The Avera had to have been done b'shoigig. An Avera that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas. So if somebody does an Avera b'shoigig, shezdoinoi karas, an Avera that had this person done knowingly and willingly, he would have been chayiv karas. Now if he does it b'shoigig, the halacha is, he has to bring a karbon chatas. Shabbos is a halacha that if someone is mechalol b'mezid, be'edem and asra, he's chayiv skila. If he does it mazed without Edom or Hasra, he's Chayiv Karas. In other words, it's a Dover Shezdoinei Karas. Because it's a Dover Shezdoinei Karas, the halach is if someone's Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, he's going to have to bring a Karbon Chatas, which is why the halachas of Karbon Chatas are discussed here in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. So with that very, very, almost too brief introduction, Zok the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amr B'Shabbos, the Chachamim said a very important general rule, a Klal Gadol, as it relates to Shabbos, if somebody forgot that there's something called Shabbos, Rashi, Kasover ain't Shabbos b'Torah. He's completely unaware of the idea that there's something called Shabbos. As a result, he never kept Shabbos. He didn't know there's anything called Shabbos. Why would he keep Shabbos? So he did many melachos that happened and span many Shabbos. He's only going to be obligated to bring one carbon chatas. Meaning, even though he was mechal Shabbos many, many times, over many, many Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Being that all the mistakes that he made came as a result of one fundamental error, and that is he was a sheikhech ikur Shabbos. Taloch is that even though he has to bring a chatas, but it's only going to bring one chatas. Hayudei ikur Shabbos. What if somebody knows that there's something called Shabbos? V'asa melacha isharbe, and he did many melachas, b'shabbos isharbe, over many Shabbos. Dear, the halach is chayiv al kol Shabbos v'shabbos. So this person in the next case of the mission knows there's something called Shabbos. However, he forgot that today is Shabbos. See, he confused Shabbos with Friday, or Shabbos with Sunday, or Shabbos with Thursday. And as a result, he continuously is being mechal Shabbos. But all the chil Shabbos that he's doing is a result of the fact that he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, meaning he's Yodei Iker Shabbos. His mistake, however, is on the day. He doesn't realize that today is Shabbos. So the other halach is that he's not going to be able to bring only one carbon chatas, but rather chayiv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. For every single Shabbos, he's going to be obligated to bring a separate carbon chatas. Here the chiddush is that even if he did many melachos Shabbos on each individual Shabbos, it doesn't matter. The halach is you're not going to bring the chatos based on the amount of melachos that you did, but rather you would have to bring the chatois based on the amount of shabbosos that you were mechalos. So for each Shabbos, you're going to bring a special chatos. Why? Because that's what the mistake was. That's what the error was. That's what the shoygig was. The shoygig was that today is Shabbos. So every Shabbos, he made one fundamental mistake. He made a mistake. He didn't remember. He didn't realize that today is Shabbos. So it's for that reason. For every Shabbos, he would have to bring a carbon chatos. And finally, a third case, Ideshu Shabbos. What if somebody knows Iker Shabbos? He's very well aware of Shabbos. Not only that, he knows that today is Shabbos. However, he went ahead and he didn't know all the malachos. So he's familiar with some of the malachos, but he didn't know all of the malachos. He went out in his field and he plowed and he planted and he reaped and he was ma'amer, he was zayra. He did all these different malachos. He did them all b'shoigig, obviously. So there, the halach is chayiv al kol of malacha malacha. There is going to be chayiv for every malacha that he did. Meaning this person's error was not the concept of Shabbos. He's a yodei ikur Shabbos. This person's error is not that today is Shabbos. He knows that today is Shabbos. What's his mistake? His mistake is he doesn't know the individual malachos. So there, the mistake, the error that he made was with regards to each individual malacha. It's for that reason, for each individual malacha that he does, he would have to bring another carbon. Notice, the Mishnah says, chayiv al kol of malacha u'malacha. You'd be chayiv for every of malacha that you do. So we're all loosely familiar with the concept of Avos Melachos and Toldos of Melachos. This is something that's going to be one of the themes of Perek Klal Gadol. We're going to get very into the idea of Avos and Melachos. But from a high level, all Melachos are divided into 39 categories. So there aren't 39 Melachos. That's a terrible misnomer. There's a lot more than 39 Melachos. There are 39 categories of Melachos. The name of each category is the Av Melacha. Each Av has Toldos. And as a result, the Toldos are just the subcategories. Really, from a halachic standpoint, there's no difference between an av malacha and a toldum of a malacha. If you do an av malacha, it's skila, karis, and chatas. If you do a told of a malacha, it's skila, it's karis, and it's chatas. The point is that for each category of malacha, of or tolda, for each category of malacha, in the third case, we'd have to bring a separate carbon chatas. So, to Mishnah, Isa malachis, habi mei malacha achas, meaning, what would be if somebody does many malachis that are mei malacha achas? That's just another way of saying, what if somebody does many malachas, but they're all toldois of the same malacha? In chayv ala chatas achas, in that case, you're only going to be chayv one chatas. Again, the premise of the Mishnah is that if somebody's mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. What if someone was mechal Shabbos many times, many malachas over several Shabbos? So, how many chatois is this person going to have to bring? Says the Mishnah, it depends. And the Mishnah divided the answer to this question into three groups. If the reason this person was Michal Shabbos, meaning the shkaga, the halama, the mistake that this person made was that he was shechek, because Shabbos doesn't even remember the or was never aware, as we'll see in the Gemara, the concept of Shabbos. So it comes out that all the melachos that he did b'shoigig were rooted in one error. Oh, it's rooted in one error? You're going to bring one carbon chatas. If a person is familiar with the idea of Shabbos, but he didn't know that today is Shabbos, he keeps on getting confused every week whether it is Shabbos or it's not Shabbos, but the mistake is not the fundamental concept of Shabbos, but rather he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, so then for every Shabbos, it's one mistake. So depending on how many Shabbos he was mechal, that's going to determine the amount of chatois that this person is going to have to bring. And finally, if a person is familiar with the concept of Shabbos, he knows that today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know all the melachos, so then the halacha is that depending on the amount of melachos that this person does, that's going to determine the amount of chatois that he's going to have to bring. On that note, zok de gemara. So the Mishnah began with the words klal gadol amru b'shabbos. Zok de gemara, my time and tana klal gadol. Why is this rule called a klal gadol? Meaning, there's many klalim in shas. Zeh haklal you always find in Mishnayos and Brayos, but you very rarely find this term klal gadol. So the gemara wants to know why this perek was prefaced with the words klal gadol, as if we're about to hear something really, really big. I mean, it's important, but there's many klalim that are important in shas. Why is this the klal gadol more than other klalim in shas? Zok de gemara, ilay mishon de gemara b'misni oy klal achar. Is it simply because, as we're going to see, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Hey is going to mention another klal in Shabbos. V'oy klal achar amru. Ayin Hey Yom Edbeis. So is it maybe just to contrast between this klal and that klal? So we've referred to this one as the klal gadol. Says the Gemara, that would explain, incidentally, another place in Shas where you find the word klal gadol. V'gabi shvi'is nami. In Maseches Shviyas, you also find the Lashon of Klal Gadol Amru B'Shviyas. And there too, says the Gemara, you'd be able to explain that the reason the Tana, the Mishnah, used the term Klal Gadol is because by Shviyas also, there's another Klal, a lesser Klal. But the Gemara says, true, that answer would explain Klal Gadol in Shabbos, it would explain Klal Gadol in Shviyas. But there's a third place in Mishnayis where you find the word Klal Gadol. And over there, and there's the like Tani Klal Acha, there is no other Klal, and still the like Tani Klal Gadol. So the Gemara says, so what's the pshat over there? Meaning, by Meiser, it says a Klal and another Klal, and yet the Tana doesn't refer to the first Klal or the bigger Klal by Meiser as the Klal Gadol. So Gemara's question is if the only reason Shabbos is called the Klal Gadol is not because it's inherently big, but relative to the other Klal, This is a bigger klal. And the same is true with regards to Shviyas. So Gemara says, Meiser should have also been called a klal gadol. Yeah, you have two Mishnayas and Masechtas Meiser, and none of them are referred to as a klal gadol. Why not? Why isn't the first one the klal gadol relative to the second one? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Abin, Shabbos and Shviyas, you have to say a different rebus. Shabbos and Shviyas are both called klal gadol. You know why? The ispu avos v'toldos. Because there's a lot going on. You have the avos, you have the melachos that are mentioned in the Torah, and then you have the toldos, the derivatives. And that's something that you have by Shabbos. Of course, you have avos and toldos by Shabbos, and you have avos by toldos by Shviyas as well. Rashi says that regarding Shviyas, it says in the Torah, that you're not allowed to do Zoireya, you can't be Koitzer, you can't be Zoymer, and you can't be Boitzer. But we learn other Avoides, says Rashi, from those Avoides. So the concept of Avoides and Toldos apply to Shabbos, they apply to Shviyas. And maybe that's the reason that you find the Lashon Klal Gadol, whereas Meiser, the Lespu, Avoides for Toldos, like Tana Klal Gadol, by Meiser, you don't have Avoides and Toldos, and that's why it's not called Klal Gadol. It's nothing to do with one Klal relative to the other Klal. But Shabbos and Shviyas, maybe, says the Gemara, are inherently Gadol. They're inherently Gadol because they involve Avoides and they involve Toldos. But the Gemara says, look apart, this works very nicely. But the problem is, says the Gemara now, an opposite question. Bar Kapara taught a Braisa, and in his Braisa, Bar Kapara said a klal related to Meiser, and he said klal gadol on Ruba Meiser. It's a fake to Gemara that if the reason Shabbos and Shviyas are called klal gadol is because his Avos and Toldos, so that explains why the Chachamim didn't include Meiser as an example of something that has a klal gadol. But how do you understand Bar Kapara's shita? Bar Kapara is the dissenting view. He held that even Meiser is called a klal gadol. There's no obvious and there's no told us. So the Gemara says, Elo, lav hainu, time, the reason is like this. Gadol, oinchei shel Shabbos, yoisem yishel Shviyas. The reason that Shabbos is referred to as a klal gadol because it's big. Because the oinish of Shabbos is very prevalent. Not only is it prevalent, it's more prevalent than Shviyas. Why? The Ilu Shabbos is a bein talush ben mechuber. Because the laws of Shabbos relate to things that are talush, and they relate to things that are mechuber as well. You can be mechal Shabbos with something that's attached to the ground, obviously, but you can be mechal Shabbos with something that's talush from the ground. You can do toichin with something that's talush from the ground. You can be mevashel something that's talush from the ground. Vilu Shviyas as relates to Shviyas, but talush lesser than mechuberissa. So the Shabbos was called klal gadol relative to Shviyas. The gadol oinchel shel Shviyas yoisem min haMeiser. And the reason Shviyas was called klal gadol because relative to Meiser, Shviyas is more gadol. Household ilu Shviyas is a meiber Michael Adam, meiber Michael Behemov. Because the laws of Shmita relate to Michael Adam and to Michael Behemov. Ilu Meiser, but as it relates to Meiser, but Michael Adam isa, but Michael Behemov lesser. There's no chi of Meisers when it comes to Michael Behemov because Rashi says midday Raisa, the only time you have to give Meiser is for Dagon, for Tirosh, and for Yitzah. Those are the only times that you give Meiser. So if those are the only time you give Meiser, or Meiser Adam, so you don't find anywhere a Chi of Meiser for Meiser Behemoth. So Shviyas was called Gal Gadol relative to Meiser. So the Gemara gives an interesting reason why Masechet Shabbos or the seventh parak of Masechet Shabbos starts with the words Klal Gadol. What's so big about Shabbos? So you would expect the Gemara to say, Shabbos is the everything. No, that's not the reason. Shabbos is Gadol relative to Shviyas. Interesting. Shviyas is also Klal Gadol. You know why? Because relative to Meiser, Shviyas is Gadol. Now the Gemara says, with that understanding of why the Tana of the Mishnah referred to Shabbos and Shviyas as Klal Gadol, you can understand Bar Kapara as well. Like Bar Kapara, the Tani Klal Gadol of Meiser. You want to know why Bar Kapara referred to Meiser as a Klal Gadol? Because he felt Gadol, Oinchei Shel Meiser, Yoisem Shel Peya. Because Meiser is also Gadol. It's more Gadol than Peya. So when something's bigger than something else, that's when the Tana uses the word Gadol. Where do you find that Meiser is more prevalent than peya, because the ilu ma'isa isa b'teina v'yerek, because the laws of ma'isa relate to a te'ena, to a fig, and to vegetables. The ilu peya leisa b'teina v'yerek, they don't relate to te'ena and yerek. What's the makar to that? Now we learn to the Mishnah. Kal amru b'peya. The following rule relates to peya. Kol shu oichel, anything that's food. The nishmar is something that's protected. We'll see what that means. The gedulim and aretz, it grows from the ground. When people come to take it in, they all take it in one shot. It's something that you put away, you preserve it. So those are the boxes you have to check off in order for food to be chayv and pay. Not everything that grows is chayv and pay. You have to check off all those boxes. So the Gemara explains, what's the significance of all these things? So the first thing was oichel. Lemute svicha satim v'koitza. As opposed to plants that are used as dye or for medicine type purposes. The point is, only something that grows with a purpose of it, what it was planted for food, only that's chayv and peya. That's what oichel is, a food is coming to be my mind. The second thing was the nishmar. What is nishmar coming to exclude them with a hefker? There's no chiyav peya on hefker. No one's watching it. It's hefker. The gedulim in the aretz, what's that coming to exclude them with a kmei vopitrius? Mushrooms and truffles. They don't grow from the ground. Ulekitasoi ka'achas has to be something that you gather all at once. Lemute teina, as opposed to a teina, which ripens in stages. Umachnisoi lekiyam, what's that coming to exclude? Lemute yerek, because vegetables is not something that people put away for a long time. No, those are the five boxes you have to check off when it comes to chiyapev. Ilu gabi maisa, when it comes to maisa, tonight we have a similar mishnah, albeit a shorter one. Klal amru b'maisa, kol shu oichel, v'nishmar, v'gidule min ha'aretz chai b'maisa. The first three that were mentioned by Peya, mentioned by Maisa, but the ilu v'kitase ka'achas, which excluded te'eno, umachnisa l'kiyum, which excluded yerek, lo itnan, wasn't mentioned. What must be the reason? Because Tein and Yerek are included in Maisa. So you see, Maisa is more inclusive than Peya. That's why, according to Bar Kapara, even Maisa is referred to as Klal Gadol. So again, the Tana began our Perek with the words Klal Gadol. Why did he use the word Klal Gadol? In fact, the Tana, in another place in Shas, uses the term Klal Gadol, and that's with regards to the laws of Shvias. Bar Kapara used the word Klal Gadol with regards to Maisa. So why are Shabbos and Shvias Klal Gadol? Why did Bar Kapara hold that Maisa is also Klal Gadol? So the Gemara, really, after further review, comes up with an interesting teretz. The Gemara says Shabbos is called Klal Gadol because it's more inclusive than Shvias. Shvias is called Klal Gadol because it's more inclusive than Maisa. And according to Bar Kapara, Maisa was called Klal Gadol because it was more inclusive than Peya. Either way, that concludes the more technical aspect of our Perek. The Gemara is going to get involved now in some very, very intense sugyas. Zok de Gemara. So the Mishnah's Klal Gadol was what? That if somebody's Mechal Shabbos many times over several Shabbosos, he's going to have to bring a carbon chatas. The question is, how many chatois is he going to have to bring? So at first glance, you would say, I don't know, how many times was he Mechal Shabbos? Depending on the amount of times he was Mechal Shabbos, shouldn't that determine how many chatois he's going to have to bring? So the short answer is no, absolutely not. It's not determined based on the amount of times that the person was actually Mechal Shabbos. What does it depend on? So the Gemara really didn't give us a rule. It was a Klal Gadol, ironically. But what emerged from the Mishnah, we'll see it really more in the coming dafin, is that the amount of chatois the person has to bring is dependent on the amount of mistakes that he made. If the mistake that the person made that drove him to be Mechal Shabbos was that he was Shechechik or Shabbos, he has no clue there's something called Shabbos. Say he's a Shechechik. Okay, what does that mean he's a Shechechik? He was Mechal Shabbos unknowingly. What didn't he know? He did know there's something called Shabbos. That one mistake, that one shigaga, that one halama, that one forgetfulness, any synonym that you would like to use. But it's one. He didn't know the Shabbos, and as a result, he's been Mechal Shabbos his whole life. So the halacha is, he only has to bring one chatas, just one kapara. That's what he needs. To be mechaper for the fact that he didn't know there's something called Shabbos. If someone knows this Shabbos, and he forgot many times that today is Shabbos, so for every Shabbos that he forgot, that's a mistake. As a result, he'd have to bring a chatas for every Shabbos. If the person knows Iker Shabbos and he knows today is Shabbos, he never confused Shabbos on Tuesday. But he didn't know all the melachos, and because of that, he was mechal Shabbos many times. So depending on the amount of melachos that he wasn't aware of, that's the halama. As a result, that's going to determine the amount of chatos that he's going to bring. But the first halach of the Mishnah was, kol ha-sheicheach Iker Shabbos, v'osam melachos harbe b'shabbos is harbe. If the mistake was he doesn't know Iker Shabbos, he's going to bring one chata. Zok the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Damri Chavai, Rav Shmuel both said, Masnisen our Mishnah betinoik shenishba lebein anochrim is referring to a tinoik shenishba. If you're familiar with the term Tinik Shenishma, this is where it comes from. Shabbos Daf Samech Ches Amen Aleph. It's discussing, said Rabban Shmuel, a Tinoi, that was Nishba. In other words, he grew up, he didn't go to yeshiva, between the Nachrim, and as a result, he's not familiar with the laws of Shabbos. He's a Shechech, a Shabbos. Additionally, the Ger Sheniskar Lebein Anachrim. Or it's talking about a Ger that was Niskar Lebein Anachrim. So what does that mean? So if you look at the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos says something very fascinating. Tosfos says, this Ger went through a regular Geiris. However, the Rabbi, the Rabbanim that were Megayrim, they forgot to tell him that there's something called Shabbos. That's why he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. But he never knew anything about Shabbos. That's the point. So either he doesn't know anything about Shabbos because he's a Tidik Shenishba, he just doesn't know anything about Shabbos. No one ever taught him. Or he was a Ger, but he was Niskayu Ben Anachrim. It's amazing. Bifnei Gimel V'loi Hoidiyu Mitzvah Shabbos. No one ever told him about Shabbos. But the bottom line says, Rabban Shmuel, that's the Shechech Ikir Shabbos that the Mishnah is talking about when the Mishnah says that if Shechech Ikir Shabbos, you're going to bring one Chattas for all the Chil Shabbos that you did. But what if this person was aware of Shabbos, and then afterwards he forgot about Shabbos? See, he's not a Tinik Shenishba. He knows. He learned all about Shabbos. But somehow, with the time, he forgot about Shabbos. And then he was Mechal many Shabbosos, Chayiv al Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He's not called a Shecheach Ikir Shabbos. A Shecheach Ikir Shabbos is only if he never knew about Shabbos. He's a Tinik Shenishba. But if he knew about Shabbos, then the Aloch is he doesn't have a din of a Shecheach Ikir Shabbos. That was Rabban Shmuel's Chiddush. So, tonight we're looking at our Mishnah, a Shecheach Ikir Shabbos, that if someone Shecheach Ikir Shabbos, he brings one Chatos, so the Gemara says, Lam Mechal, the Havalu Yadiyah Meikara, the word Shecheach Ikir Shabbos, you can't forget something you never knew. So it clearly implies he once knew something about Shabbos. He was a Shecheach. He forgot about it. And still the Mishnah says you bring one Chatos. So it's clearly not like Rabban Shmuel. Rabban Shmuel said the only time you bring one Chatos if you're Shecheach Ikir Shabbos is if you never knew there was something called Shabbos. You're a Tinik Shenishba. But if you knew about Shabbos, then not. What do you mean? The Mishnah says Shecheach. Shecheach means you knew about it, right? If you didn't know, how'd you forget? So the Gemara says, Loi, my call is Shecheach Ikir Shabbos. You know what Shecheach Ikir Shabbos means? The Hoysa Shechuach Mimenu Ikir Shal Shabbos. It means it was always Shechuach. It was something that he never knew. Aval Hikud B'Soyf Shechach, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Okay, so now there's a coin to Rabban Shmuel. If he knew about Shabbos and then he forgot about it, that's not the first case in the Mishnah. My, what's the halacha? Chayva Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Rabban Shmuel said, you're going to be chayiv for every Shabbos. If that's the case, ad tani, hayyudei ikur Shabbos vasa malachas harbi b'shabbos esarbi chayiv akol Shabbos v'Shabbos, then how come in the second case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wanted to give me an example of someone who was mechal Shabbos many times, he'd be chayiv for every Shabbos. What was the example? The person knows it's Shabbos. He knows Ikur Shabbos. He just doesn't know that today is Shabbos. So the halacha is, he's chayiv for every Shabbos. Freik the Gemara, listening, hikur l'basayiv shachach, shouldn't the Mishnah have said even a bigger Chiddush? Not only when he knows it's Shabbos now, or he knows the concept of Shabbos today, but he doesn't remember that today is Shabbos, even if he doesn't know the concept of Shabbos today. But as long as he once knew about Shabbos, if he was Hikr, Ula B'Soyv Shachach, that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, was also enough for you to be Chayv HaKol Shabbos of Shabbos. If that's the case, that's what the Mishnah should have said. The Kolshkeno, and certainly I would know this. The Gemara holds it's a kolshke, that if the halach is true, that if someone once knew about Shabbos and then he forgot about it, and he was mechal Shabbos many times, he's chayva kol Shabbos for Shabbos, then kolshke, if right now you know about Shabbos, you just don't know that today is Shabbos, you'd be chayva kol achas v'achas. So if that's the case, if Rabban Shmuel's right, then why didn't the Mishnah say the bigger Chiddush? So the Gemara says, you're right. My hayodeya ikur Shabbos, you know what the Mishnah means when it says hayodeya ikur Shabbos in the second case? It doesn't mean what we thought it meant. We thought it means that he's familiar with ikur Shabbos today, but he just doesn't know that today is Shabbos. No, that's not what it means. Maya hayodeya ikur Shabbos, misha hoyo yodeya ikur shal Shabbos. It means he knew about ikur Shabbos. V'shakcha, and he forgot about it. According to Rabban Shmuel, the Mishnah doesn't read Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, the first case of the Mishnah is talking about someone that knew about Shabbos. He forgot about the whole concept of Shabbos. You mechal Shabbos many times to bring one chatas. The second case is when you're familiar with Shabbos today. You're very well aware of Shabbos. You just somehow, you mixed up your calendar. You got confused with the days. Then you chayv akol Shabbos Shabbos. According to Rabban Shmuel, that's not the Reisha. It's not the second case either. The Reisha is talking about when you never knew there was something called Shabbos. As a result, you have no idea that there's something called Shabbos. But not only don't you know, you never knew. The second case is when you knew, but you forgot. Says the Gemara. Okay, that's the case. So what then should come out according to Rabban Shmuel, based on the way he's understanding the Mishnah? It should come out that if somebody knows Ikur Shabbos, but he just doesn't know that today is Shabbos, Chayev al kol melacha melacha. He'll be Chayev for every melacha. Because the way Rabban Shmuel are learning the Mishnah, The second case, which says that you're chayev for every Shabbos, is talking about where right now you forgot Iker Shabbos. So if that's the case, let's just keep on, you know, moving me madrega la madrega as far as what your shikcha might have been. If somebody was familiar with Iker Shabbos, he just forgot that today is Shabbos, so it sounds like then you're going to be chayev for each melacha. The problem is, similar question, is ad the tani. So why was the third case of the Mishnah that says Yichayv ha-ko malacha malacha, a whole new case? Hayodeh shu Shabbos, v'asa malacha is harbe, b'shabbos is harbe, Yichayv ha-ko malacha malacha. Why did Mishnah have to jump to a case where you're familiar with Iker Shabbos, you know that today is Shabbos, but halama was the malachis, then Yichayv ha-ko malacha malacha. Listen, hayodeh Iker Shabbos, even where you know Iker Shabbos, you just don't know that today is Shabbos, the halach is Yichayv ha-ko lachas v'achas, v'kolshken. And certainly the case where the halama was each malacha that you should be chayiv al kol achas va'achas. Bottom line is, what the Gemara is saying is that it's a little too hard to make Rav and Shmuel work with the Mishnah. Again, Rav and Shmuel started off with a straightforward halacha. Rav and Shmuel said that when the Mishnah says kol ashechech ikur Shabbos va'asa malachas harbe b'shabbos es harbe in chayiv al achatas achas, it's talking about this person never knew there was something called Shabbos. He is not the proverbial; he's the literal tinoik shenishba. The literal tinoik shenishba. There, that loch is all his mistakes, all his errors are coming from one fundamental lack of knowledge, and that is that there's something called Shabbos. And as a result, that loch is he's only going to bring one chatas for all the mistakes that he made. But if someone once knew about Shabbos, then he forgot about Shabbos, he's not getting off so easy. Then he can't just bring one chatas. Then he's going to be chayva called Shabbos for Shabbos. That was what Rav and Shmuel said. The problem is the Mishnah didn't read that way. So the Gemara had to be madchik the first case of the Mishnah. Okay, but what about the second case? We can be madchik that too. What about the third case? We could try to be madchik that as well. But the Gemara says way too dachuk. We must have had a mistake in the Messiah of what Rav and Shmuel said. Because if this is what Rav and Shmuel said, then you're taking a very simple Mishnah and now every line of the Mishnah is sarach beer. So it can't be that's what it meant. So the Gemara, you're right. Ella Mastisin Kishahikur Lubasov Shachach. Rav and Shmuel never edited the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Ashechech Iker Shabbos, it meant even somebody that knew about Shabbos and he forgot about it, which is the literal meaning of Hashechech. Hashechech implies that you once, because again, you can't forget something that you never knew. So we're talking about someone who knew about Shabbos and he forgot about Shabbos. Ud Rav and Shmuel Nami, you know what Rav and Shmuel were coming to say? Kihikur Lubasov Shachach Dami. They were coming to say something else. They were not coming to alter the Pasha Pshad in the Mishnah. What they were coming to do was to include something in the Mishnah that you may have not realized and thought are included in the Mishnah. Meaning, Rav and Shmuel were addressing the following question. Where does a Tinik Shenishba fall into all this? A Tinik Shenishba who doesn't know Iker Shabbos, not because he falls into the Pasha Pshad in the Mishnah. He wasn't Sheikh Iker Shabbos. He never knew about Shabbos. So what's the halacha with a Tinik Shenishba? Does a Tinik Shenishba bring a Chatas? Or does he not bring a Karban Chatas? That's what Rav and Shmuel said. That a Tinik Shenishba bein Akan is kehikr l'basoyv shachach. The fact that he never knew makes no difference. It makes him no different than had he known and forgot it. V'hochi yitman. This is the way Rav and Shmuel reads. Rav and Shmuel, l'mit shavayu, afilu tinuk shenishba bein anochrim, v'ger sheneskayir l'bein anochrim, kehikr l'basoyv shachach domi, v'chayiv, and you're going to be chayiv. In other words, what started off complicated and a little faplunted, really, at the end of the Gemara is very straightforward. It's a very big chiddush, but halacha l'maisa implications that are negeya every day and actually very fascinating, as we'll see in the raid by the Metz Hashem. But all Rav and Shmuel were coming to say is the Mishnah says if someone sheichech ikur Shabbos, so what's the halach? He's mechal Shabbos, he doesn't know about Shabbos. So he brings one carbon chatz. He wanted to know, what about a tinik shenishba? Tinik shenishba never knew about it. Is he also a shaygig, or maybe he's worse? Now, why would you, what else is he if he's not a shaygig? Maybe he's an oynes. Because a tinik shenishba never knew. He wasn't ready, never went to yeshiva. So he's not a shoygig. Maybe he's an oynes. And if he's an oynes, maybe he doesn't have to bring a carbon chatas. Right? The whole concept of chatas is really a little bit of a chiddush. Because if someone doesn't aver b'shoykik, that means by definition there was no malice, there was no intent. It's not something that he was trying. It happens somehow unknowingly. So why does he need a carbon for? Why does he need a kapara? Why does he even have to bring a carbon chatas? So the Teretz says he should have been more careful. That's the short answer. He's, although not amazed, but he's a pesheya. So maybe there was no malicious intent, but there was definitely negligence. Because whatever your mistake was, you should have been a little bit more careful, you should have learned more, you should have studied more, whatever it is. There's always an element of pshia. Not Mazid, but pshia. But the point is that the reason you bring a carbon chatos is because on some level you need a kapara. A tinik shenishba, why should he need a kapara? So that's what Rabbi Shmuel said, no. Don't make that mistake. Don't think the tinik shenishba gets off the hook. It's not the way it is. A tinik shenishba, if one day he's chayza b'tshuva and he realizes that he was mechal Shabbos many times, he's going to have to bring chatos. Now he's not going to have to bring a chatos for every time he was mechal Shabbos. He falls into the first category of the Mishnah. He was a shecheach ikar Shabbos. And a cloud gadol amru, that a shecheach ikar Shabbos, at the very least, is going to have to bring one carbon chatos. So this was the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, for Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Amri Chavayu, stating that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argued. They said, no, Davke Hikul B'Soyf Shachach, the Mishnah that says, HaShecheach Hikul Shabbos has to bring a carbon chatos, and that's only if he knew and he was Shecheach. Avol Tinek Shenishba Ben Anachrim, if someone's a Tinek Shenishba, Vit Ger Shenizgayr Ben Anachrim, or Ger that was Nizgayr Ben Anachrim, Potter, there is going to be Potter. And the reason is, let's read Rashi inside. Dibra Maskel Potter, the Kasavri Rabbi Yochanan Vireish Lakish, Oimer Mutter Onusu, Veloish Kagehi. He has a din of an oinus, he doesn't have a din of a shaitik, and as a result, he's going to be a Potter. Either way, we have a big time machloikis Amayron, literally, the Gdoile Amayron in Bavel against the Gdoile Amayron in Eretz Yisrael. The Gdoile Amayron in Bavel were Rav and Shmuel, and they were both of the opinion that a Tinik Shenishba has a din of a shaitik as it relates to Karben Chatos. He's a Sheikh Iker Shabbos. So if one day he's Chayza B'Tshuva, he's going to have to bring a Karben Chatos for all the Chil Shabbos that he did B'Shaitik. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who were the Gedolei Hador in Eretz Yisrael, they took a different approach. They were of the opinion that Tinek Shenishba has a din of an oinus. If he has a din of an oinus, doesn't he kapara? If he doesn't he kapara, he's not going to have to bring a carbon chata. Zok the Gemara Meisvei, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos, Kol HaShecheach Ikir Shabbos, V'Osa Malachas Harbi B'Shabbos Is Harbi, Einoi Chayev Elah. So this is essentially the first case of our Mishnah. The Mishnah gave three rules, three categories, as it relates to the Klal Gadol related to chatas. So this Braisa begins with the first rule. HaShecheach Ikir Shabbos, one chatas. Keitza, the Braisa explains. If someone is a tinek shenishba and he did a lot of chil Shabbos, the halach is he's going to have to bring a carbon chatas, but only one. V'chayv al adam, he's going to have to bring additionally one chatas for all the blood that he ate. If somebody eats blood, leisoichlu es adam, if somebody eats blood, he's chayev to bring a carbon chatas, assuming he does a b'shoigi. So even if he ate a lot of dam, it's going to be one chatas. All the chelav that he ate, he's going to have to bring one chatas. All the avoy dezorah that he did, he's going to have to bring one. The point is, the halacha of kol ha-shecheach ikur Shabbos is negeya keitzad. Our Mishnah didn't say keitzad. The Braisa says keitzad. What's it talking about? A tinoik shenishba levein hagoy. Munbaz, however, pointed. Munbaz argued. Munbaz said, no, it's going to be, you're going to be pot. Munbaz told the following to Rabbi Akiva. He said, hoy, mez kari chayt, v'shoy kari chayt. You find that a maze is called a chayt, obviously. You find that a shoygi is also called a chayt. Ma maze shoy slo yediyah. Just like the maze it has yediyah, by definition, a maze it has yediyah. Av shoygi shoy slo yediyah. So too a shoygi would have had to have had yediyah. Meaning, a tinik shenish, but it's not a shoygi, Munbaz argued. Why not? Because he never had yediyah. Omle Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva told Munbaz, hareni moisif al dvorecha. I want to take what you just said, your principle, and I want to double down a little bit. Meaning, what did Munbaz say? Munbaz told the Chachamim that there's no way a Tinik Shenishba has to bring a carbon chatas. Why not? Because you bring a chatas when you're a shoygi. A Tinik Shenishba is not a shoygi, because a shoygi has to be like a mezid. And just like a mezid has yediyah, obviously, a shoygi would have had to have had yediyah. So Rabbi Akiva said, if that's true, if you're going to equate the shoygi and the mezid has yediyah, so the shoygi would have had to have had yediyah, why is it enough that the shoygi had yediyah? L'chura, hareini meisif al dvorecha. Ima mezid shahoysa yediyah b'shas meisa, av shoygi shoysa lo yediyah b'shas meisa. Gemara is an epic Gemara. So he says, if that's the case, you're telling me that a shoygi would have had yediyah, and therefore you're knocking out a tinik shenishba. Say better. Say that maybe the shoygig should have to have yediyah b'shasis being a shoygig. Rabbi Akiva meant to tell Munbaz that the hekish doesn't really make sense. Because to the extent that you want to somehow compare the shoygig and the mezid, then every shoygig is going to have to be a mezid. But surprisingly, Munbaz had a response to Rabbi Akiva. Amaloy, he told him, hey,
No, I agree with you. Rabbi Akiva, you're helping me. You thought you're asking Akasha, you're actually helping me. So Rabbi Akiva told Mumbas, what do you mean? How am I helping you? It makes no sense. If you're telling me that a shoygig has to have yidia, then every shoygig is amazing. So we're going to get back to this later. But Zokti Gemar, Ketani Mia, we need one thing. We have a Braisa which elaborated on the point of the Mishnah, which very often the Braises did. Right? The Mishnayas were written much more bekitzer than the Braises. And very often you have long brises that explain short mishnayos, and this is a good example. Klal gadol amru b'shabbos, kol hashecheach ikur shabbos, v'asam lachas harbe b'shabbos nisharbe, ein echayiv alachas. The mishnah stopped, but the brises said ketzad. And what was the example? Tinoik shenishba lebein hanochem. A tinoik shenishba is an example of a shecheach ikur shabbos. Zok tigmar bishlami l'Rabin Shmuel, bishlami according to Rabin Shmuel, who holds what? That the Mishnah Shechech Ikur Shabbos Shechech is Lav Dafka, not only someone that knew and forgot, but a Tinik Shenishba as a din of a Shoygig Nicha. It's very good that the Braisa gave an example of a Shechech Ikur Shabbos a Tinik Shenishba. El Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, who hold that a Tinik Shenishba is an Oynis, like Rashi said, Kasha. How could the Chachamim in the Braisa say Ketzad on our Mishnah Tinik Shenishba? I thought a Tinik Shenishba is an Oynis. Army Lach Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is going to tell you, I don't understand. Loi mi Ikamunbaz the potter, ananda min and kemunbaz. There's two shittas. There's the shita of the Chachamim, and there was the shita of Munbaz. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish said, we understood that our halacha was really totally in a machlokes. We were paskening not like the Chachamim, rather we were paskening like Munbaz. In other words, what emerged is that this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish on the one hand, Rav and Shmuel on the other hand, whether a tinek shenishba lebeino akum, whether he's treated like a shoygig, or whether he's treated like an oynis, as it relates to the halachis of Karban Chatas, is really a machloikis tanan. It's a machloikis chachamim. Rabbi Akiva was mentioned specifically, and Munbaz. According to the chachamim, Tinek Shenishba is considered a shoygig. According to Munbaz, a Tinek Shenishba is considered an oynis. Rav and Shmuel, who said that a Tinek Shenishba is considered a shoygig, were going b'shitas hachachamim of the Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who said that a Tinek Shenishba has a din of an oynis, was going b'shitas Munbaz, who held that a Tinek Shenishba is treated like an oynis. So, my time of the Munbaz. What's pshat in Munbaz? Munbaz, again, that holds that a Tinek Shenishba is treated like an oynis. And the truth is, he gave us a little bit of an explanation. What did he tell Rabbi Akiva? He told him, Shoygig and Mezid are both called Chaytes. It sounds like there has to be some commonality. A Mezid has Yediyah. A Shoygig, at the very least, would have had to have had Yediyah. So the Gemara says, my time, the Munbaz, the Chsiv. It says, Torah achas yilachem lo'isa b'shkaga. Torah mentions the parish of Shoygig. The Samachlein, right next to it, it says, Vanefesh ha-shatasa b'yod ram. Now, Vanefesh ha-shatasa b'yad ram, that's someone that acts with a chutzpah. That's obviously amazing. Torah achas yilachem lo'isa b'shkaga. Is a shoygig. He shoygig lemezid. So Munbaz felt there's a hackish between a shoygig and a mezid. Ma'am, mezid shoygig lemezid. Just like the mezid had yediyah and has yediyah. I'm shoygig shoygig lemezid. So to the shoygig would have had to have yediyah. Rabbanon, hi, tayrachs may avdi le. What did the Rabbanon do with that hackish? So the Gemara says, mi boyulahu, they use it to teach us the most basic, fundamental, important halach in the world of chatas. And that is, when do you bring a carbon chatas? If you do an avera b'shoygig. But what type of an avera? An avera that had you done b'mezid, you'd be chayiv karis. What's the makar? It's this hekish. Kidamakri le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi the Bre. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught this to his son. He told him, Torah achas yelechem lo'isa b'shkaga. V'ksivan it says, v'chisishku v'leisasos kol ha-mitzvei so'ela, v'ksivan nefesh ha-shatasa b'yod rama. That parsha of Mezid isn't just any parsha. It's the parsha of Avodah Zarah. Hukshu kulam Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Shuvan Levi said that we compare Shoygeg or all Averos to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Meaning, Mal, Lahalon, Dovish Shechayavan Azdoine Karis, Vishigasei Chatas. Just like Avodah Zarah is a Dovish Azdoine Karis, Vishigasei Chatas, Al Kol Dover, Shechayavan Azdoine Karis, Val Shigigasei Chatas. So too, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if you do a davar shez doinei kares. But if you don't do a davar shez doinei kares, then the halach is you're not going to be chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. So whereas Munbaz learned from the hekesh between shoygig and mezid, his chiddush. What was Munbaz's chiddush? His chiddush was that the only time you bring a chatas for doing an aver b'shoygig is if it was you had yediyah at some point.
It's compared to Mazid in the sense, Mazid had Yediyah, Shoigig would have also have had that, had Yediyah, but a Tinik Shemish, but they never had Yediyah, is not going to have to bring a Karban Chatos. The Chachamim had a different understanding of the Seish. It's an important Hekish, but the Hekish is not Mazid to Shoigig, it's a different Nakuda. It's Shoigig to that Pasik that's discussing Avodah Zarah to teach me the only time you bring a Chatos is if the Aveir was similar to Avodah Zarah, which is a Dover Shez Doine Karis, but if someone eats Nevela, for example, Peshoigig, being that it's not a Dover Shez Doine Karis, so in that instance, you're not going to have to bring a Karban Chatos. There's one last Gemara. So what did Rabbi Akiva tell Mumbaz? Akiva told Mumbaz, if you're right, and there's a Hekish between every Shoigig and a Mazid, Mazid has Yediyah, Shoigig would have had a Yediyah. So Rabbi Akiva said, why don't you take it a step further? Say that Shoigig maybe has to have Yediyah. So, meaning, and if that's the case, it's not a Shoigig. Mumbaz told Rabbi Akiva, I happen to agree with you. I think you're not a Shoigig unless you have Yediyah. The only time you're a Shoigig is if you know. Frank the Gemara, the obvious question. Then what is a shogeg according to Mumbaz? So the Gemara says, you want to know what a shogeg is according to Mumbaz? Mumbaz held it a phenomenal chiddush. Mumbaz held that every shogeg is really amazing. There's a heckish between mazin and shogeg. The Torah wouldn't call you a chayte. For a shogeg, if less you're similar to the chayte of the mazin, there has to be amazing. So then what's the shkaga? Oh, the shkaga is, you didn't know that if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to have to bring a karban chatos. Counterintuitive. So you did the aver b'mezid, but you didn't know that if you do it b'shogeg, you chayv chatos. Hence, you become a shogeg, and now you're chayev v'chatos. You have to think about that. But that's Mumbaz's shogeg. Mumbaz's shogeg is very different than our shogeg. So the Gemara says that this Mumbaz is a game changer in the world of shogeg. Because really what emerges then is that we always thought, what's a shogeg? I don't know, a person doesn't know what Shabbos today. That's the classic shogeg. That comes out, not so simple. A person could be amazing. He could be acting with real malice and be treated like a man. Now, we saw it in Mumbaz. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon. What about the Rabbanon? Shigegas karbin lo yishma shkog. Stating that, for Rabbanon Shkaga b'may, do Rabbanon, however, agree? Do they acknowledge that it's possible to be a shoigig even if you're not a full-fledged shoigig? Meaning, Mumbaz just took this to the extreme. He said you could be a full-fledged mazid, but you don't know about the chatas? You just were unaware that b'shoigig you have to be a chatas? Hagufa makes you into a shoigig. The Rabbanon don't hold of that, clearly. But do the Rabbanon agree that there's a diluted form of shoigig? So the Gemara says, yeah. What is that diluted form of shoigig? So that was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rishach. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kimen sheshaga b'karis, afa pisha hezid. Oh, we'll pick this up already tomorrow. Exhale. So, one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, and this is really a general ha'ara, we'll start it today, and Metz Hashem, we'll try to continue it, I don't know if tomorrow, but with time, and that is, the Gemara mentioned the infamous Tinoik Shenishba Lebein Hagoyim. This is a term that everybody's familiar with, and really the makar to this term comes from our Gemara. It comes from a Gemara Maseches Shabbos, a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on the other hand, which really, after the Gemara developed the Machlokes, acknowledged that was really a Machlokes Tanon, the Chachamim on the one hand, and Mumbaz on the other hand, and that is whether a Tinoik Shenishba is treated like a Shoigeg, or whether a Tinoik Shenishba is treated like a Oynes, specifically as it relates to the Karban Chatos that a person has to bring if he's Mechal or Shabbos B'Shoigeg. The Mishnah said, Klal Gadol Omer B'Shabbos, Kala Shoicheach, Ikr Shabbos, V'asam Alachas Harbe, Enoi Chayev Ela Chatos Achas. Is that only a Shoicheach literally, meaning he once knew there's something called Shabbos but he forgot about it? But what if he never knew anything about Shabbos? What if he's a Tinoik Shenishba? What would be the halacha then? Either way, our Gemara is the makar to the concept of Tinoik Shenishba. There's a very important tshuva that was written by the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion was the Baal Orech Laner. He wrote this tshuva. It's printed in Chelik Beis. It's Simen Chaf Gimel. He prefaced his tshuva with the following words: Psokim Shaloi LaHalacha LaMaisis. At the end of Chelik Beis of Shailas the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, he wrote tshuvas that he said are clearly not halacha l'maisa. The first one of those tshuvas was maybe the most famous tshuva that the Orech Laner ever wrote. It's a tshuva that relates very much to the concept of a Tinoik Shenishba. But before the Orech Laner's tshuva, a little bit of an introduction. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Tesvav, this is the last Sivkot in Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, says as follows. HaShabbos va'avodah zarah, kol achas mishneim shkula, kineged shar kol mitzvos ha'Torah. There are two mitzvahs, says the Rambam, that
in and of their own are shakal. They're the equivalent thereof to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Says the Rambam, Shabbos hi ha'oy shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ubeinenu la'olam. L'fichach. Kol ha'oyver ha'shala mitzvah. If someone's oyver on a mitzvah, harei hu b'chlal rishei Yisrael, he's a Rasha. Avo mechal Shabbos b'farhesio. If someone's mechal Shabbos b'farhesio, harei hu ka'oyver Avodah Zarah. He's treated like an oyver Avodah Zarah. Okay. V'shneim, says the Rambam, k'goyim l'chol divrayim. Says Ram something very scary. If someone's Oyved Avodah Zarah, or if someone's Mechal Shabbos B'farhesia, he's not a Rasha, he's not Rishe Yisrael, he becomes a Goy. V'shneim k'goyim l'chol divrayim. Meaning a Yid, technically, if his mother's Jewish, has no way of giving himself the halachic status of not a Jew. If you're born a Jew, l'chayra, you die a Jew. Says the Rambam, it's not so pashit. It's possible for a Yid, rachmana litzlan, to lose his status as a Yid. He can become like a goy l'chol divrayim. Says the Rambam, how's that possible? There's two ways for it to happen. Shabbos, says the Rambam, and Avodah Zarah. What's so special about Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? Because Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, kol achas mishteim shkula kineged shar kol mitzvah satayra. These are the two mitzvahs that are shakal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That means if someone violates Avodah Zarah, or if someone's mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, only b'farhesia, but if someone's mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, so then the halach is, he gets a din, literally, it's as if he was kaifrin the whole Torah. Oh, you kaifrin the whole Torah? Shneim kegoyim l'chol divrayim. This Rambam is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber brings in Yeridei and Hilcha Shechita, Simen Beis of Cotton Hay, Ayin Sham. In the 19th century, there was a very big tumult amongst the Poskim, because the Yidden, for the first time in a very long time, had a full generation of Jews that, unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, were being Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. These were products of the Haskalah, of the Reform Movement. And as a result, there were many, many people that were Yidden, in some cases communities and villages. But it was Ein Bayis Asha Ein Shames, where there were many, many people that were Oivdei, they were being Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. And the truth is, by the late 1800s, it was already second and third generation. There were children that were born, they didn't even know what anything was. And the question was, what do you do with this Rambam? The Rambam says that if someone's Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, the halach is, he's kegoy l'chol divrayim. And there were many shilas that were flying around, and gedolim were being forced to answer questions. This Yid touched my wine. Is my wine now all of a sudden Yayin Nesach? If a non-Jew touches your wine becomes Yayin. So what's the halacha? Could he work in a shlachtos? Is he a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia? He has a din of a guy. A guy can't do a shchita. And there were many, many different nuances of shailas. Does he count for a minion? Right? Is he a yid or is he a guy? I mean, think about how many nafkaminas there could be. And there were many tshuvas that were written, but one tshuva that was marishay lamais that really took the world by storm was a tshuva that was written by the Aruch Haner, and he said as follows. He said, "Vehine ad koy di barnu meikra din eich lado mechal Shabbos b'farhesia." Avol lepoishe Yisrael b'shabbos manenu. He said, "But as it relates to the poishe Yisrael of nowadays, lo yodana my odom b'hem. I'm not sure halachically how to treat them." He says, "I have a suffix. I don't know what to do. I have a dilemma. Why? Ach shabavu yinisenu harabim poshta b'heres l'roiv." He said, "Because I see this generation, for them, Chil Shabbos is not Sekehet. They don't even think it's a problem. Maybe they have a din of an Oimer Mutter. Sherak Karav Lemezid, it's only Karav Lemezid. If it's not Mezid, it's only Karav Lemezid. Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia b'mezid. Not a Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, that's only Karav b'mezid." He said, "Not just that, v'yesh b'em shemispal in Tfilah Shabbos. There are many of them that daven Tfilah Shabbos, u'mikachim kiddush hayoyim, v'achakach mechal in Shabbos, b'melochis deirais at the Rabbanon. They make kiddush, they go to shul, and then afterwards, they're Mechal Shabbos. V'harei Mechal Shabbos, nechshav kemumer b'vad." What's the reason, said the Aruch Laner, the Binyan Tzion, that a Mechal Shabbos is considered like a non-Jew? Mipnei sha'koifer b'Shabbos, koifer b'briya, u'b'boire. He said, "But v'zeh, how could you tell me this person's koifer in the briya? Moideh, al yidei tefillah, v'kiddush." He says, "I don't know how you could say that." He says, "I understand there's an idea. If you're Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, then you lose your rights. You relinquish your license." He said, "But the problem is, it's based on something. It's based on a svara. The Rambam said, a Shabbos v'alvegezorah kalachas mishneim shkula kineged shayim kalam mitzvahs. So this person, what are you going to tell me? He denies the Torah, then why do you make Kiddush today?" So clearly he doesn't deny. So if that's the case, then I'm not so comfortable with that's the case. That he should be treated like a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. And he said, "Umagam b'bneiyav." He said, "But what about the next star? What about the kindlach? What about the children and the einikluch? Asher kamu tachteim, asher lo yadu v'lo yishamu dinei Shabbos. They don't know from Shabbos. They never heard from Shabbos. This is not something that they were ever aware of. Shadoimim mamish l'tzedukim, d'loy nechshevu kemumorim, afal pisha mechalim Shabbos. V'nei shemai savei seyim b'yadeim. V'em ketinuk shenishbo l'vein oivde kechavim kemavur. So if that's the case, he says, I really don't know what to do. So at the very end, he says, Lochei, l'ani as daiti ha-machmer l'hachshev negiyas yayim shal ha-poishem ha-lalu l'snaim yeinam. If somebody wants to take the position that they have a din of a non-Jew, and if they touch your wine, it's going to be yayin nesach, tovoy olav bracha. Okay, says Doruch Haner, Gam l'makilim, the people that are mekel, yesh l'mamashe yismuchu, they have a right to, unloyshe yemivur l'anu, sheyedei adinei Shabbos, umveyes ponav l'chalev b'vnei asorim Yisrael yachad, shezeh vadek kemumur gomur negiyas, yeneyas kach nir l'aniyas, daiti akotnin Yaakov Vetlinger. This is what the Doruch Haner wrote in his epic tshuva. In his epic tshuva, as it relates to the Mechalalei Shabbos and the Poshe Yisrael Shebizmanenu. Now, the truth is, the theme of the Aruch Haner is very, very obvious. But I think if you sit down and you break it down, the Aruch Haner said three things. And I think all three things that he said are worth highlighting for a moment. The first thing that the Aruch Haner, the first thing that Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger said was that he thinks that people today, they don't take Shabbos seriously. So he said, if they don't take Shabbos seriously, it's a bechin of nasa keheter. And if it's nasa keheter, maybe they have a din of an oimer mutter. If you think about that for a second, it's an unbelievable chiddush what he said. The Gemara says that after a person does an aveira a few times, it's nasa loy keheter. Right? The Gemara says, hutraloy. Hutraloy solka daitach. Right? The Gemara says, you do an aveira three times, hutraloy. Hutraloy? What do you mean, hutraloy? The Gemara says, no, nasa loy keheter. Right? Rabbi Sol Salanta used to say, by the fourth time, it's tved shayna mitzvah. But he says, after three times, it's already nasa loy keheter. So says the Aruch Haner, nasa loy keheter. Oh, he's an aimer mutter. Right? This is what he's saying. You think about it. It's a nasa loy keheter. You become an aimer mutter. If you're an aimer mutter, you're a dine kainis. You do, or at the very least, not if you're an oinus, but you're not a mezid. Maybe you're a kar of lemezid. The worst you could be is a kar of lemezid. Kar of lemezid, you don't have a din of a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. If that's the case, there's no reason that this Rambam at the end of Hilcha Shabbos and the mechaber in Yerideh, Simen Beis, should necessarily apply to you. That was the first thing that he said. The second thing that the Aruch Haner said was, he says, how can you say that this person is a kof of a maisa bereshis? Meaning, why is a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia apostle Eidos? It's because, or why is this? Have a din of a non-Jew. It's because he's koifer in everything. This person's not koifer in everything. He obviously has a weakness. He needs to be mechazik. He needs some help. But you're going to tell me that he's a koifer in Kol HaTorah Kula? It's not true. He makes kiddush on that very same Shabbos. He maybe learns. He does things. So if that's the case, how can you tell me he's koifer in everything? He's not koifer in everything. Elamai is mechal Shabbos b'far hesio. But that's not the reason mechal Shabbos b'far hesio is it has a din of a goy. And if it's for that reason, he goes, I'm not so sure he should have a din of a goy. He said, besides, as it relates to the children, that already is a whole different Shulchan Aruch, because there you have the halacha of a tinik shenishba. So what's this halacha of a tinik shenishba? So we saw it in today's daf. But the Rambam is in Hilchas Mamrim. It's Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. The Rambam was talking about the tzedukim, and he says that the tzedukim, they have a din of a min and of an apikiris. Ayin sham halacha Gimel. Bamed devarim amurim beisha kafar betoyrus shabal peh. He says a tzeduki is someone that became a tzeduki on his own. Avo bnei oisan hatoyim ubnei bneiem, the children of the tzedukim and their children. Shehidichu oisam avoisam. Their fathers were the ones that pushed them away from Yiddishkeit. The no dube minus, the godly voice and all of, they were raised this way. Harehein ketinoik shenishba lebein agoyim. They have a din of a tinoik shenishba, the godlu agoyim aldosam shehu onus. They have a din of a tinoik shenishba, and they're considered an oinus. Va'af al pisha shama achakach shal Yehudi. Listen to this chiddush. Says the Rambam, what about a tinoik shenishba who finds out later that he's a Yid? The Raha Yehudim, and he meets Jews. The Dasam, and he sees their customs and their laws. Harehu Ka'anas, he maintains his status of an oinus. Shareh Godlu al Tousam. At the end of the day, what do you want from this kid? He was raised a certain way. His father's parents sent him to certain schools. He's part of a social life. And now all of a sudden, you're going to tell because he found out that he's Jewish and he met a group of people that live a different life. He loses his status of an oinus. He remains the same oinus, says the Rambam. And he's going to have the same exact din of a tinig shenishba, says the Rambam. Lefichach roi lachzirum b'tshuva. It's appropriate to try to be machzir these yidin l'tshuva. Velim shaych oisam b'tarkei shalom. Adshi yachzru le'eson ha'toyro. V'lo yimayr adwa. Says the Rambam, you have to treat these people differently, these children. There's a difference between the father and the child. The father, yeah, he went off on his own. But the child is... So the Aruch Laner said that to me, the children of all the products of the Haskalah, I think they're this Rambam. Hilchas Mamrim Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. They have a din of a Tinoik Shenishba, where there was a distinction between the people that were raised al derech HaTorah and walked away versus their children. And if that's the case, said the Aruch Laner, that's my third reason why I don't think that this generation can be dismissed so easily. So again, people wanted to dismiss the whole dar of the Haskalah. Dismissed in the sense they shouldn't be treated like Yidden anymore. They should lose their right to be a Jew, based on the Rambam and the last Sif Katan in Hilchas Shabbos, which the Mechaber Paskins of Yeridea, Simon Beis, Siv Cotton Hay in Hilchish Chita. But said the Aruch Laner, three reasons I'm not so sure. Number one, I think they're living in an environment of Omer Mutter. They're living in an environment of Naso like a Heter. And as a result, Omer Mutter is maybe is Karv Lamezid at worst. But it's for sure not amazing. And if it's not amazing, then I don't know if they ever did it. Michal Shabbat's amazing. He said, besides, Zil Basar Taima, you have to understand laws. What's the reason that a Michal Shabbat's Befarhesia has a din of a non-Jew? What's the reason he loses his license? Because he's kaifer and everything. You're kaifer and everything, you're out. But says the Aruch Laner, you're going to tell me these people denied everything? I don't think it's fair. I don't think there's any way to say that. He said, the Haraya, everything else that they do the whole year, they did Bris Milah, they kept many mitzvahs, many Shabbos-related mitzvahs. So he says, I don't think they have a right to go ahead, and I don't think you have a right to take everything away from them. And he says, besides, a big chelik of this dar already are considered tinik shenishba, and if they consider tinik shenishba, it's for that reason, a tinik shenishba, the Rambam says, is like an anus. Certainly they won't have a din of a mechal Shabbos before Hesia. This Aruch Laner is quoted by practically every single tshuva sefer on your Sfarim Shack. At some point or another, this Aruch Laner was always pulled out. And this became the go-to tshuva. Reb Chaim Oiza has a tshuva in Achiezer and Chelek Gimel Simen Chaf Hei, and the Masham has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Chaf Hei. There's so many tshuvas that the Gdolim wrote, and they all came back. They said that Rav Yaakov Etlinger, this was his nevuah shehutzrach l'doiros, that he was zoicha to be the one to be megala this svara to the world, to say that the Yidden in the 1800s need to be treated differently. The tshuvas that were written about the Yidden that lived in America during a time where there were people that were shomrei Torah mitzvahs, but they went to work on Shabbos because it was too difficult for them. And the question was, do we dismiss them? It's only Shabbos. Yeah, but the problem is the Rambam says, Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya has a din of a mummer. And again, there was a koyach deheterah that permeates many of the tshuvas that were written by Gedolei Yisrael. And it seemed to very much hinge upon this tshuva that was written by the Aruch Laner. I'll tell you one other wrinkle. I mean, there's so many directions that we can go in right now. But just one tshuva from a sefer that I personally have a chavivus to, the Baal Hisoyeris Tshuva. So who was the Baal Hisoyeris Tshuva? That was Reb Shimon Sofer, their lawyer Rav, who was the Ksav Sofer's son, who was the Chsam Sofer's enikel, who was Reb Kiva Eger's Ur enikel. So this was the Baal Hisoyeris Tshuva. It's actually very interesting. If you have the Hisoyeris Tshuva, just recently got a hold of it, it's out of print, but three chalakim, and the top of every single page, it says, Ein lismeich al hayrazu klal, ayin baktama. Every single page it says the same thing. Literally, Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, three chalakim. Ein lismay chalai razu klal, ayin bakdama. If you take a look in the Hakdama, so what he writes in the Hakdama is that he was makabel from his father, the Ksav Sofer, who was makabel from his father, the Chsam Sofer. That the Paskin Shailas is not so simple, and he says you have to have three things. He says you have to be a big masmid. He says you have to obviously be a big yodei sefer, and you have to be someone that's v'chefetz Hashem matzlich biyodah. You have to be someone that's gelungen, that he feels that he has a special siyat nishmaya. And he writes in his introduction, he doesn't have any of the three, and as a result, he's not qualified to paskin shilas. And he wrote it on the top of every single page of his tshuva form. But either way, he wrote a tshuva about this whole topic as well, and he said something similar to what the Aruch Laner said, but he said it in a slightly different way. He said that all these yiddin that are being mechal Shabbos b'far hesya, why is a mechal Shabbos b'far hesya treated like a non-Jew? So it's because
he's a kofer, right? That's the reason. The reason is because he's a kofer in kol ha'tayr kula. Because what Shabbos? Shabbos is vayichulu hashamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam. It's all related to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos. So when we keep Shabbos, we're remembering the fact that Hashem rested on Shabbos, and that's a way of not just doing a mitzvah, but acknowledging and remembering the most important thing in the world. Anoichi Hashem alikach. That's what Shabbos is all about. So if a person is mechal Shabbos, he's denying that. He's saying that I don't believe in anoichi Hashem alikach. That's essentially what he's saying, and that's why you're koifer and kolot ayrakula, and that's why the Rambam spoke very harshly. He said him a furish. We're not guessing. This is what the Rambam says. And then the filchasha, it's shokul kineged all the mitzvahs. He compared it to avodah zarah. That's what avodah zarah is. It's kfirah. So when someone's mechal Shabbos, it's the ultimate kfirah, right? That's really what it is. So the Aruch Lanar said, so what would be if a yid otherwise keeps Shabbos, but it just so happens he's nichshol in certain areas, or he keeps all the mitzvahs, and it's very hard for him to keep Shabbos. He says, I don't know if you can tell me that he's a kofer from Kol HaTayr Kula, because if he's a kofer from Kol HaTayr Kula, why does he keep kosher? Why did he do bris milah for his son? Like, why is he keeping all these other mitzvahs? But what about someone that doesn't do any mitzvahs? What about someone that doesn't do any mitzvahs? So said Rav Shimon Sofer, it's the same svara. He says, I want to ask you a question. Go ask a person that's a mechal Shabbos. When you go ahead and you drive a car on Shabbos, or you do something you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, he goes, do you realize that you're denying the existence of God? He's going to look at you like you're crazy. He doesn't even know what you're talking about. He has no idea that Shabbos equates to Brias HaOlam, and that Shabbos equates to the fact that, oh, that by you keeping Shabbos, you're saying Eidus, you're testifying to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So he wrote, and he based it on a tefuah shor. So he wrote in his tshuva, he says, I don't understand. I don't know if you should keep this person as a mummer. So he said, a lot of the mechal Shabbos that he know have no clue that by them not keeping Shabbos, they're getting involved in something so serious. And he said, if that's the case, I don't think you have a right to treat these people as someone that's a mechal Shabbos. I just want to end this. This is part A. Netz Hashem to be continued. But just to end part A with one ha'ara. And that is that we learned the Gemara today. In the Gemara, we had a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash on the other hand. Rav and Shmuel both said that when the Mishnah says, Kol HaShechech Ikr Shabbos, V'asam Alach Esharbe, B'Shabbos Esharbe, Eni Chai V'Alachas, it means even a Tinek Shenishba L'Bein Agoyim. A Tinek Shenishba has a din of a Shoygeg. He's a Shoygeg, he needs a Kapara. This person is a Shoygeg. He needs to bring a Karben Chatas. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakdash argued. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakdash both said not that way. They both said, no, he doesn't have a din of a Shoygeg. He has a din of an Oynes. If he has a din of an Oynes, he won't have to bring a Karben Chatas. We saw the Gemara said it was really a Machlokes Tanam, the Chacham, Rabbi Kiva on the one hand, Mumbaz on the other hand. Essentially, Rav and Shmuel were going like the Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakdash were going like Mumbaz. The Rambam and Perek Beis and Hilchos Shgagos, Paskins like Rav and Shmuel. Paskins like Rav and Shmuel. He paskins that if someone's a tinek shenishba lebein agoyim, he was mechal Shabbos for 20 years, and then he's chayze betruva, and he finds out that he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he has to write on his pinkus, l'kisheyibane beis hamikdash, I'm going to bring one carbon chattas achas. Why? Ayin mishna samach zayin amit beis, perik la gadol. He has a din of a shecheyach ikr Shabbos. The Rambam paskins like Rav and Shmuel, he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash. And the Lechem Mishnah and the Kesem Mishnah, they both ask, I don't understand. We know in Kol HaPsak, if there's a machloikis between Rav against Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. So how could it be a machloikis Rav and Shmuel on one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash on the other hand, that the Rambam paskin like Rav and Shmuel? The Chayru should have paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash. Right, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash were probably the four biggest gedolim of their generation. But when it comes to Psak Halacha, the rule is very simple. Rabbi Yochanan always beats Rish Lakdash. He always is going to be the one that will trump if he argues with Rav, and the same is true with regards to Shmuel. So it's Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the day. So this is the Kesem Mishnah's Kash and the Lechem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah has a little bit of an Arichos, but the Lechem Mishnah says it's Pasha. I don't even know why this is complicated. At the end of the day, you want to know why the Rambam Paskin like Rav and Shmuel, because the Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash was also Machlokes Tanoim. Rav and Shmuel went like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash went like Mumbaz. He says, I don't have a clout for this, but I think if it's a machlokes chachamim and mumbaz, the halacha is like the chachamim. Rabbi Akiva, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaver. Rabbi Akiva is the one who argued with mumbaz. So it's pashut that the halacha is like the chachamim and mumbaz. So you're right, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash in a vacuum, it's going to be Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash every single day. But it's machlokes tanoim also. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakdash, we're going like mumbaz. I'm like mumbaz. We don't pass like mumbaz. We pass like the chacham. So what are we passing?
We possibly like Rav and Shmuel that if someone's a tinish and ishben goyim, the halach is he has to bring a carbon chatas if he's mechal Shabbos. Why? Because we don't treat him like an oimus, like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said Rashi and our suga deeper amaskol potter. But rather, what we do is we treat him like a shogeg. If that's the case, the question is, how does it stem with the Lashon HaRambam? The Rambam that we just learned in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, the Rambam that the Aruch HaNer used as a sniff in his epic tshuva l'dayrois that he wrote. And that is, the Rambam said, that when is it true that Tzedukim have a din of non-Jews? That's if they did it on their own. Avo b'nei oysan ha-toyim, u b'nei b'neiem, shehidichu oysam avoysam, v'noldu b'minus, v'gidlu oysam olav, harehen ketinoik shenishbo l'bein ha-goyim, v'godlu ha-goyim al-dosam, shehu onus. The Rambam says he's an oinus. Then the Rambam says, even if he is later, here he says, ke'onus. But the first time it's not ke'onus, it's for sure onus. So l'chur, do we have a steer in the Rambam? The Rambam in Shkogi is passing, is like Rav and Shmuel, he has to bring a karbon chatas. What does it mean brings a karbon chatas? He's a shoygig, he's not an oinus. Very different shoygig and oinus. Oinus rachmana patre. Shoygig needs kaporo, right? It's not the same thing. So does he have a din of a shoygig, but does he have a din of an oinus? I think it's very dachik to say that this is just a matter of semantics. I think that oinus and shaygig are two very different subcategories in halacha. So do we look at him as a shaygig? Now, either way, he's not going to have a din of a mechal shas for hesi. It doesn't negate Aruch Laner's tshuva. The being seen is still gerecht when he said that he's not a mechal shabbos before hesi b'mezid. So as a result, he shouldn't have a din of a non-Jew. But the Rambam b'lashoynei hazav, when he described the tinik shenishba in Mamrim Gimel Gimel, referred to the tinik shenishba as an oinus. And in Hilchish Kogdes, he paskin like Rav and Shmuel, like the Chachamim in our sugya. So l'chura is the tinik Nishba a shoygig? Is he? I know he's not amazing, but is he a shoygig? Is he an oinus? And does it even matter? Meaning, are there implications as it relates to all the truth of the volumes of tshuvas that were written on this topic? Does this at all play a role?